This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Charlotte Christian, founder and owner of Charlotte Christian Law, one of the fastest growing family law firms in the United States and the largest female-owned family law firm in the country. Over the past 2 years, Charlotte has become a prominent figurehead in the national family law industry and has devoted her career to defending the rights of individuals undergoing complex separation, divorce, and custody processes. Her firm has branches all over the U.S. And Charlotte, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Charlotte, you're more than welcome. Great to have you on. Looking forward to learning from you today per your expertise. So for starters, how did you decide you wanted to get into family law? Let's start there.
You know, I started my practice in real estate law. So I was a real estate closing attorney, and I just didn't find it fulfilling. You know, I caught myself just sitting across the table from people, you know, handing them paperwork saying, sign here. And I didn't feel like I was making a change or a difference in people's lives. So I started reflecting about 6 or 7 years ago on how I felt like I could make a change in people's lives. And you know, unfortunately, I had a couple of traumatic events in my life. My father and I were in an accident. He was killed when I was younger. And then sadly, my husband suffered a heart attack and passed away. And, you know, through both of those losses, working through both of those, I realized that I understood the pain and fear of losing everything. So I tried to figure out how to take that pain and fear and help the most people. And I found that to be in family law, because in family law, you know, people are at a really bad place. So next to death, you know, divorce is supposed to be, you know, the worst experience that you go through. So, you know, when someone finds themselves or himself or herself getting a divorce, they feel the same insecurities that I felt in losing a father and losing my spouse. And that was, you know, fear and just being scared of the unknown. And, you know, you have the same thing in family law, is that people are really scared. They fear what they don't know. And they fear, you know, their future, in that, you know, there's a lot of pain, whether you want to admit it or not. If you're getting a divorce, if what you have put together and built with somebody else falls apart, there's going to be a lot of pain there. So I felt like that I had worked through pain. I've found out how to get to the other side. And I just felt like I could bring that to the masses of people if I started doing family law. So that's how I landed there.
Yeah, certainly makes a lot of sense why you switched over to family law. And talking about pain, as you had mentioned, the next worst thing to go through other than death is divorce. And so that was a great point you made right there. Now, how do you deal with the mental state of your clients when they walk into your offices needing to obviously talk things through with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what we train our team to do, and what we believe we're really good at, is learning our clients why. What does that mean? That means that, you know, you can come in at the first interview with us and tell us a story, but, you know, 95% or more of that time, that story is not the real why. It's what you believe it to be, or it's what you believe you need to tell us that it is. But at the end of the day, you know, we try to be skilled at getting to the true why. If we understand why you fear losing custody, and we, you know, if you say I'm the better parent, and that's all we hear, because we're trying to get you in or out quickly, then there's no way that we can properly build a strategy for you. But if you say that I'm the parent, the best parent, and we say why, and you tell us, and we ask you again, why again, and we keep peeling the layers of the onion back, then we're able to uncover the true why. And at the end of the day, we get to the bottom of the why. And once we know that, once we're able to label that, then we're able to develop your story to take it to, you know, an end authority, be that a mediator or be that a judge who needs to hear the true why. So judges hear cases every day. They get tired of cases because they're all so similar. What we work very hard to do is make your case be so unique, the judge wants to set up, pay attention, and listen, and know that your story is so deep, then you must be the better parent, and here's why. So we really work on teaching our team to paint that story correctly, spend the time with our clients to really learn what their emotional triggers are, what triggers you, how do you best deal with person X or person Y? So, you know, everybody on our team goes through testing so that we know what their personality skill set is. And then a lot of our clients, we put them through the same testing so we know how to communicate with our clients. So we know what our clients' trigger points are, so we can know how to best represent the client. So, you know, we have an entire client journey built out, an entire process that we take the clients through that we feel like brings the client to a different spot and a different place at the end of the journey so that he or she can have a broader future and land in a better place than just where they started. So one of our values is leave others better than you found them. And that's what we truly try to do with our clients, because when they come to us, you know, oftentimes it's a very bad place. So that's how we deal with the emotional level of a client.
Yeah, that certainly is an important part, especially the beginning stages in that situation. Now, how can divorce and separation drive someone to harm and even death? And as you have noted before, how can you help save these people?
Yeah, sadly, we went through a period of time, and I don't know if it's just cyclical or what it is, but we went through a period of time where we had 4 people who committed suicide, and that was in about a 12-month period, actually. And, you know, we see it. It's real. You know, oftentimes divorce law offices have some sort of protection in them or have somebody sitting there who's able to protect the firm, because people really come in and, you know, the emotion is so high, the other side's emotion's high. And, you know, there's sadly been divorce lawyers who were killed by opposing parties. So, you know, getting our hands around that, understanding that, and really, you know, focusing on that issue is very important to us, because, you know, there's a level of protection there. And we also have to get the clients to recognize that, you know, emotionally where we need them to be as well.
Well, I never would have imagined that you would go through those type of things where the client could commit suicide and on the other side of the coin could attack the lawyer and try to do harm. That is amazing. I think a lot of folks that are hearing this have never even stopped to think about the possibilities there. So again, it certainly shows me how important your position is in helping those that are going through this terrible thing of divorce.
2 pieces of that I think are very important for the listeners to know, and we encounter this, believe it or not, with 2 different cases, is that when you're in the middle of a divorce, until the divorce decree is signed, your spouse has all the rights to you, i.e., if you're in the middle of a divorce and your wife hates you, hates your family. In 2 cases we had this, the party who lived, who hated the spouse that was our client, who hated the spouse's family. In 1 case, the person was extremely religious who passed away, and the mother of that person was very religious, that wanted to have a Christian funeral. And sadly, the other party cremated the individual and did not allow for any funeral or any burial against the mother's wishes. And then unfortunately, the other one that we had would not allow the family of her ex to be involved at all. So no decision making, and would not even allow the mother to come to the funeral home. And actually, I tried to get legislation to change that in Alabama and have not been successful doing that. But I probably need to do a podcast on that or get something out with regard to that, if people need to be aware that you don't really want the person who hates you the most in the middle of a divorce making your decisions for you. And the same thing could hold true if you're sick and in the hospital or disabled for some sort. So, you know, that's why it's so important to get with a lawyer who knows what he or she is doing and knows how to help you in that situation. You know, we learned it the hard way, but we try to alert our clients now that that's a possibility.
Today, we're speaking with Charlotte Christian, founder and owner of Charlotte Christian Law, one of the fastest growing family law firms in the U.S. and the largest female-owned family law firm in the country, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what are your hopes going forward with your law firm? Anything you'd like to make us aware of?
You know, we're really growing. We're trying to grow at a rate so that we can, you know, we're as I mentioned earlier, we're just extremely values driven, and my purpose in wanting to grow the firm was that the more people who I could train, who I could bring into the values that we try to live by, who could put out this quality of representation and carry the same messaging that I'm speaking of here today to clients, I realized and recognized that I had to grow much larger in order to do that. So the more attorneys I have representing people who are trained in our way, then the more value I think we can give to the United States. So we certainly are growth minded and, you know, try to do that deliberately and with some degree of caution. But, you know, I think we're hoping to open 5 more offices this year throughout the United States. We're trying to see where the best opportunities are for us to go and affect the most people. So that's our plan, is a growth plan. Our vision is to be the leading family law firm in the United States of America. And you don't necessarily do that through numbers. You do that through, you know, being what our version of the best is and trying to put out the best quality, the best experience for our clients. So that's what we're working toward. That's what we believe that we'll achieve this year. You know, in the years forward, we're on a growth trajectory that we're glad to be a part of and glad that that's the journey that we're riding on.
That is a tremendous vision you have right there. Good stuff. As we conclude today, and lastly, how do you separate business from your own personal life to stay happy and healthy? I'm sure that is quite a difficult challenge for you.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's extremely difficult. And I have to talk to myself about that occasionally, actually pretty often, because I could, you know, sometimes I find myself working 16 to 18 hour days, just trying to take care of as many situations as I can. But, you know, we as individuals can't take care of anybody else if we're not healthy. So I have to tell myself that, you know, sadly, I used my husband's death sort of as an excuse and turned to food as a crutch and gained way too much weight. I'm not happy with my weight at all. And I've lost quite a bit of weight in the past 6 months. And I'm in that process myself to make myself healthier. I'm not sure that I can necessarily preach on it so much, but I can say that, you know, you have to take time for yourself. You have to go find, you know, whatever your passion is. You have to spend time on your passion. And, you know, you have to live life because, you know, we only have one life, right? So we have one life, and at the end of the day, it's pretty short. So we've got to make sure we're healthy in the process of running our business.
Yeah, that is for sure. We must take care of ourselves. Those business owners out there, I know it's a difficult challenge to turn off that switch, but you got to do it. Hey, listen, Charlotte, we want to thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and we really appreciate what you do on behalf of your firm, Charlotte Christian Law. If listeners wanted to get more information online or to be in contact accordingly, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, so we're on social. We put a lot of content on social media. That's just search Charlotte Christian Law, or you can find us on our website at charlottechristianlaw.com.
And of course, we'll add that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, listeners, it is charlottechristianlaw.com. Charlotte, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome anytime. Again, we have been speaking with Charlotte Christian, founder and owner of Charlotte Christian Law, one of the fastest growing family law firms in the U.S. and the largest female-owned family law firm in the country. And again, for all the details, visit charlottechristianlaw.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.